KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. In top 25 college men's basketball play last night, a valiant comeback fell short in Waco as trailing by 15 points in the second half. 11th-ranked Iowa State rallied to take the lead twice before falling to 22nd-ranked Baylor 74-73. Kenny Cherry's jumper with just over 6 seconds remaining was the game winner. Naz Long had 19 points to lead the Cyclones, who fell behind 16-1 to start the game.
You know, you got to credit them. They were knocking down shots. I felt like we were contesting a couple. But with that being said, some of our rotations were just a little bit late. And, like I said, man, they were just knocking down shots, hit us with a hard punch in the beginning. And I felt like we were playing catch up for a lot of the game. And, went back and forth for a little bit, but, fell short.
Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg talks about his team's slow start.
We didn't get out of the gate for whatever reason. God, we were just slow on our rotations. We had to scrap our double teams pretty quick, and we knew they had a size and weight advantage on the inside, and we weren't rotating, and we've been pretty good in that department.
Hoiberg also talks about the Cyclones rallying from 15 down in the second half.
I give our guys credit for fighting and clawing their way back, taking a lead down there at the end, and unfortunately Cherry hits that shot.
74-73, the final last night. Iowa State falls to 2-1 in the Big 12. They'll host 9th-ranked Kansas on Saturday. Elsewhere in top 25 men's college hoops yesterday, Jerry and Grant had 12 points as number 12 Notre Dame beat Georgia Tech 62-59. Also last night, 5th-ranked Villanova improved to 16-1 as they beat Xavier 88-75. Number 13 Wichita State, a winner over Southern Illinois 77-55. Rutgers, which upset then 4th-ranked Wisconsin Sunday night for the biggest upset in school history, came back to earth against Maryland as the 14th-ranked Terps got 17 points from Dez Wells and a career-high 13 rebounds from Jake Lehman in a 73-65 win over the Scarlet Knights. Marcus Page scored 23 points, and number 15 North Carolina barely held off a late comeback to beat rival North Carolina State 81-79. And 25th-ranked San Diego State improved to 13-4 as they beat Wyoming 60-52. Also in men's college hoops last night, Christian Thomas scored 16 points to lead Loyola of Chicago to a 50-47 win over Drake. Devin Turk had 12 points, and Milton Doyle finished with 7 assists for the Ramblers. Thomas finished 7 of 11 shooting, and Loyola made 21 of 41 from the field as Drake shot a mere 38.3% from the floor. Gary Ricks Jr. finished with 24 points, including 7 three-pointers for the Bulldogs. Drake out-rebounded the Ramblers 28-24. After Jacob Envold's Jensen's layup gave Drake a one-point advantage with 4:24 to go, Christian Thomas and Milton Doyle connected on consecutive jumpers to put the Ramblers ahead by 3. A jumper by Jordan Daniels about 30 seconds later cut Drake's deficit to 1, but Thomas converted a layup with a minute 32 left, and Loyola then held on down the stretch. Bulldogs fall to 3-14 overall. They're 0-5 in Missouri Valley Conference play. In women's college hoops last night, Bethany Doolittle scored a career-high 29 points, matching her best ever with 12 rebounds and 5 block shots to lead number 22 Iowa to an 83-70 win in a Big Ten showdown. The Hawkeyes led 41-38 at halftime against a team allowing only 56.8 points a game and shot 51% for the game. Allie Disterhoff had 16 points, Melissa Dixon 13, and Whitney Jennings 10 for Iowa. Samantha Logic had 6 points with 11 rebounds and 9 assists. Iowa winning over at Northwestern last night as the Hawkeyes improved to 13-3 overall. They're now 4-1 in Big Ten conference play. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz does not consider next season a last stand, but does realize that his seat is getting hotter. Ferentz held a rare January news conference in the wake of growing discontent with the program after a 7-6 season that concluded with an embarrassing loss to Tennessee in the Tax Slayer Bowl.
I'm coaching the way I did in 1999, and if you want to talk about hot seat, it was a little bit warm, I guess, in 2000. But I've never worried about that. Pro football cured me of that. You just worry about what's in front of you and try to coach your players as well as you can, and that's what every coach needs to do, and that's what we're all going to do here this year.
Ferentz says the coaches will evaluate all phases of the game and make changes if needed.
We're probably not going to be a spread team or a run-and-shoot team. I don't see that happening. We just don't have the access to some of the personnel that some of those folks do that are running the points up. And then the other part is, you know, we still believe in playing defense, you know. So I've got certain philosophical beliefs that I just think are pretty much paramount to winning.
Farron says he's not even contemplated retirement and is confident that he can lead the program back into contention.
This is what I do. So, you know, and I love being here. I think I've tried to articulate that, you know. So from that standpoint, yeah, I feel very fortunate. I've always felt fortunate to be here going back to 1981. And, yeah, this is where I like coaching. This is what I like doing. And you know, all that being said, I know I can do a better job, and that's what we got to do here.
Farron says that he's been spreading himself too thin in the off season.
And one of the first things I got to do is do a better job as a head coach, which means spending more time in this building with our people and less time with people on the outside. We built the building. That's good news. So, you know, not that I dislike fundraising, but you know, I need to spend more time in here and watch more film.
Ferentz named C.J. Beathard the starting quarterback last week, and he expects both Beathard and Jake Rudock to return.
I'm hopeful that they will. They will be. I've talked to both guys, and that's their plan as of last time we talked. And but it's, you know, it could be a fluid process.
Ferentz also announced during that press conference that two players had asked for transfer requests, one of those being starting linebacker Reggie Spearman. Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback Marcus Mariota has decided to leave school for the NFL draft. The school says he filed paperwork on Wednesday, a day before the NFL deadline. With Mariota in charge, the 13-2 Ducks defeated Florida State in the Rose Bowl in college football's first playoffs before falling in the championship game to Ohio State 42-20. Mariota won every major award he qualified for, including AP Player of the Year and Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Year. He set a conference record for most touchdowns in a single season with 58. Ducks defensive lineman Eric Armstead has declared his eligibility for the draft as well. The 6'8", 290-pound junior had a career-high 9 tackles and recovered a fumble in the loss to Ohio State in Monday night's national championship game. Mississippi State quarterback Dak Prescott has decided to return to school for his senior season. The 6'2", 230-pounder had a breakout season for the Bulldogs in 2014, throwing for 3,449 yards, 27 touchdowns with 11 interceptions. He also ran for 986 yards and 14 touchdowns. Well, several seats have been grabbed in the NFL coaching carousel. The San Francisco 49ers have promoted longtime defensive line coach Jim Tomsula to head coach. Tomsula replaces Jim Harbaugh, who parted ways with the Niners on December 28th to take a lucrative post as the University of Michigan's football coach. The New York Jets have hired Arizona Cardinals defensive coordinator Todd Bowles as their head coach. The 51-year-old Bowles replaces Rex Ryan, who was fired after 6 seasons. Ryan was introduced earlier in the day as Buffalo's new head coach. A person with knowledge of the situation says former Dallas and Buffalo head coach Chan Gailey will be the Jets' new offensive coordinator under Bowles. The Oakland Raiders have hired Denver defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio as their new head coach in hopes that the Bay Area native can return the team to its glory days. A person with knowledge of the deal has confirmed on condition that he remain anonymous because Del Rio signed a 4-year deal to replace interim coach Tony Sperano. Del Rio is Oakland's 9th head coach since the start of the 2003 season. 3 more NFL teams are still in search mode. Denver, Atlanta, and Chicago still have openings. Former Denver coach John Fox was in Chicago interviewing for the Bears vacancy yesterday. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers was limited in practice with a left calf injury as the Packers prepare for Seattle in the NFC title game. Rodgers says he was able to do a little more than last week when he missed the first day of practice preparing for the Dallas Cowboys. Rodgers has played well despite the injury that's bothered him for the past month. And prosecutors in Indianapolis have filed charges of rape, criminal confinement with bodily injury, and battery resulting in bodily injury against backup Colts linebacker Josh McNary. McNary's been with the Colts for 2 seasons after finishing his college career as Army's all-time leader in sacks and tackles for loss. McNary spent 2 years on active duty to fulfill his military obligation before signing with Indy in 2013. The Colts issued a statement saying they're aware of the allegations and were gathering details before saying anything further. Indianapolis will face New England in Sunday's AFC Championship game. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.